All right, so get this. Today's deep dive is taking us into the world of currency trading. We're diving into the life and strategies of Kathy Lunning. And honestly, after seeing your notes on her and that brain scan study, I think we're onto something big here.
Kathy Lynn's story is one for the books, for sure. I mean, starting college at 13, that's not just impressive. It makes you wonder about how differently her mind works.
13. I was just figuring out how to use a locker combination at that age. This isn't just some, like, financial whiz kid we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. We need to figure out how someone even gets to that level. What you found about her journey from a young academic to, well, a currency market maven is really something else.
Oh, it really is. And it might surprise you to hear that those early years, intense as they were for someone so young, probably played a huge role in her later success. Just imagine the pressure, all that information, and then having to not just keep up, but really excel. It's like her brain was put through a crash course in high-stakes decision-making right from the start.
Wow. Talk about a pressure cooker. Are we saying her brain was basically hardwired for finance from the get-go?
I wouldn't say hardwired. It's more nuanced than that. Think of it this way. Say a musician starts playing an instrument at a very young age. They're not going to be a virtuoso overnight or anything, but those early years of practice, of training their brain to hear and process music differently, that's invaluable.
Okay, so it's kind of like a mental boot camp for her future trading career.
Exactly. Now, add on top of that, the sheer volume of information a currency trader has to process, economic indicators, geopolitical events, everything. Lynn talks about developing an instinct for the markets, and this is where all that early training comes in. It's not just a gut feeling, it's about years of honing those analytical skills to recognize patterns, assess risk, and then make these split-second decisions with tons of data.
It's like her brain was prepped for that kind of high-speed information processing from the moment she stepped on a college campus at an age when most kids are worried about homework and soccer practice. That's wild. And this is where that brain scan study comes in, right? The one you marked as absolutely mind-blowing in your notes. Tell me everything. What did they find when they peeked inside her head?
Get ready, because it really is something. They had her hooked up to an fMRI scanner while she was actually analyzing real-time market data, making buy and sell decisions. What they saw was fascinating. Specific areas of her brain, they lit up like a Christmas tree. Areas that you wouldn't see nearly as active in a regular person, even other seasoned traders. It wasn't just about being smart. It was about how her brain was wired.
Okay, so give me specifics. I gotta admit, I skimmed over the technical bits in the study. What parts of her brain were working overtime?
One of the most notable areas was her dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, which is basically mission control in your brain for strategic thinking, planning, and decision-making under pressure. And in Lynn's brain, it was like this area had been hitting the gym hard.
So years of market analysis, split-second decisions, it actually changed her brain's physical structure.
That's the incredible thing about neuroplasticity. Our brains are always adapting. And for Lynn, it's like her brain built a superhighway for handling financial data and making these huge decisions.
Okay, I'm with you so far. But it still doesn't explain how she makes decisions so fast. Like, the study said she was making calls in under 3 seconds consistently. How's that even possible?
That's where it gets really interesting. See, the scans showed that while her prefrontal cortex was firing on all cylinders in terms of strategy, the areas of her brain that deal with emotions were super quiet. It's like she had a mute button for fear and anxiety, even when looking at, you know, potentially huge losses.
Wow. Most people I know would be frozen with fear, not even able to think straight with that kind of pressure. Is that emotional control something you can learn, or is she just wired that way?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's got to be a mix of nature and nurture. Some people might naturally be more inclined towards emotional control, but you can tell Lynn honed this through years of practice and discipline. Remember that instinct we talked about? It's not just about speed. It's about making those rational decisions, even when the market feels like a roller coaster.
It's like she's trained her brain to be the eye of the storm, calm and collected in all that chaos. Okay, so we see what's up in her brain. But what about the strategies she uses? Because at the end of the day, that's what our listeners really want to know, right? What makes her so successful?
You're totally right. Let's get into it. This is where we move from the neuroscience of her brain to the practical application of her strategies. One of the most surprising things about Kathy Lyon's approach is how much she emphasizes defensive trading. We're not talking about risky bets or trying to time the market perfectly. It's all about managing risk, protecting her capital, and aiming for consistent gains, smaller gains, over those flashy wins that could disappear just as fast.
So it's less about gambling and more like a slow and steady, kind of mathematical approach to growing your money.
Exactly. It's about patience and discipline, sticking to a plan even when everyone else is getting caught up in the hype.
Okay, so less Wolf of Wall Street and more the tortoise and the hare of trading.
I like that. That's a great analogy. And part of that is knowing when to cut your losses. Lenin is ruthless about this. You know, if a trade isn't going her way, she gets out, even if it means taking a small loss.
That takes some serious guts. Most people I know, myself included, would probably hold on, hoping for things to turn around, even when it's not looking good.
It's such a common pitfall. But Lenin, she gets that holding on to a losing trade for too long can just wipe out weeks or even months of profit. She'd rather take that small loss, lift a trade another day.
Which brings us to something else a lot of us struggle with, FOMO. How does someone like Kathy Lien, dealing with millions of dollars, handle those moments when it seems like everyone else is making money but you?
She acknowledges it. She's very open about the fact that every trader experiences FOMO, even seasoned ones. The difference is that she doesn't let it run the show. She's got her strategy. She focuses on the trades that fit her plan, not on chasing every opportunity that pops up.
So it's about tuning out the noise and focusing on your own goals.
Exactly. And just as important as knowing when to enter a trade, you got to know when to exit. Lynn is a big advocate for having a clear exit strategy in place before even thinking about buying or selling. It could be a profit target, a stop loss order, or just knowing when to step back, but you got to have that plan.
That just makes sense. It's like planning an escape route before even going into a building. You might not need it, but you're prepared just in case.
Exactly. And that's even more crucial in currency trading because it's so unpredictable and fast-paced. And that brings us to another big part of Lien's success, time management. She is incredibly disciplined about her trading windows. She knows when she's at her best and avoids distractions.
So even in a field that feels like it's all about reacting on the fly, she prioritizes structure.
Absolutely. She also makes sure to take breaks, disconnect, let her mind rest, and recharge. Because burnout, as we all know, can be a disaster waiting to happen, especially with high-stakes decisions.
So it's not just about being smart or even having nerves of steel. It's about managing your energy, emotions, and time. Those are valuable lessons for anyone, no matter what you do. You know, something you said earlier really stuck with me, that idea that Lien's experiences at such a young age might have actually shaped her brain for success later on.
It's pretty wild, right? And it shows how adaptable the human brain really is.
For sure. It made me think about another thing you mentioned, her multilingual upbringing.
Oh, right. Lien is fluent in English and Chinese, and she studied Italian and French too. There's more and more research showing that being multilingual can have a huge impact on how your brain works.
So it's more than just being able to order a croissant in four different languages.
Oh, yeah, way more. Studies show that people who speak multiple languages often have stronger executive functions.
Executive functions? Like what?
Things like being able to focus your attention, hold on to information in your memory, and switch between tasks easily. It's like their brains are constantly shifting gears, going from one language to another, which actually makes those cognitive muscles stronger.
That's amazing. So with Kathy Lien and her multilingual upbringing, on top of starting college at 13, it's like her brain was doing cross training for success in finance, getting ready for that high-pressure world.
Exactly. It really shows how crucial lifelong learning is and how important it is to challenge our brains in new ways. Because, you know, this whole neuroplasticity thing, it's not just for kids. Our brains can change and adapt throughout our lives.
That is encouraging. It means we have a lot more control over, like, our cognitive destiny than we might think. Okay, so we've gone from brain scans to trading strategies to how awesome multilingualism is. Before we wrap up, what's the main takeaway for our listeners? What can we learn from Kathy Lien, even if we're not trying to become currency trading masters?
I think the biggest lesson here is that success in any field, it's not just some kind of natural talent, you know, or luck for that matter. It's a bunch of things together. Dedication, discipline, always learning new stuff, and even a bit of like brain training.
And being up for things outside our comfort zones, like learning a new language or really challenging ourselves intellectually.
For sure. It's about realizing our brains are unbelievably adaptable. We can actually train ourselves to be successful in all parts of our lives, just like Kathy Lien has.
Instead of just reacting to the ups and downs of the markets or just life in general, maybe we can learn to approach things with more strategy, you know, a little more of that Kathy Lien calmness.
Totally. We need to recognize how powerful our minds are and take charge of our own, like, cognitive growth.
I like that. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive into the fascinating world of Kathy Lien and how amazingly adaptable the human brain is. We've covered a lot today. It makes you think, you know. If someone can train their brain to handle something as complex as global currency markets, just imagine what we could accomplish if we applied that same level of focus and discipline to other areas of our lives. Something to think about as you go about your week.